The war on terrorism, as we've heard, has been framed as a fight between good and evil. Commentator Meredith Small says learning the difference between the two takes some people many years.
You don't treat people that way. My 4-year-old daughter was hanging out with a friend the other day, and they were fighting over toys, not sharing. So I had to give her instructions on how to act. Share, be kind, be fair, be nice. Be nice? I'd hoped to get through parenthood without telling my daughter to be nice. But what do you know? There I was, using that word over and over. I desperately want my daughter to be a nice person, someone who treats her friends well, someone who is ethical and kind, someone who knows right from wrong and acts on the side of right. And what a surprise to discover that I'm the person who's supposed to teach her all this. I never expected to grow up to be a moral compass. Like many of my generation, I used to be a hippie with shifting morals. I was the kind of person who pocketed the $20 bill left on the ground. If the bank erred in my favor, I kept quiet. The standard morals of the day seemed square and silly, and I was happy to snub my nose at a few. But now I find myself in the odd role of keeper of the ethics, and not just at home. As a university teacher, my job is to teach and do research. But they should warn first-time professors that another aspect of the job will take up much of your time and a piece of your soul, guiding young people to be good citizens. Almost every week, I come face-to-face with moral dilemmas, and I'm supposed to solve them. What do you say to the kid who wants to drop out of college? Or to the boy who disagrees with the career path his parents have chosen for him? I've been pained by the girl who wants to be a doctor only because she wants to be rich, and the pre-law student who is begging for an A he doesn't deserve. They come to my office, and I try to figure out the right response. And there's cheating. If you cheat on this exam, I tell the room full of 18-year-olds, I will have you expelled. I predict shame and embarrassment for them and for me, and I tell them cheating is just plain wrong. The role of moral compass became even more evident on September 12th, when all teachers, like me, needed very much to be anchors in a sea of shifting human values. It was important that day to provide comfort, to explain, but most of all, to give hope and moral guidance. It was also a chance to change some minds and push young people in a direction that matters. Forget the money and choose something important, I told them. Become public health officers, social workers, teachers, politicians. Go out and make a difference, was my point. On that day in particular, I was shocked to find myself at that bully pulpit with a captive audience waiting for words of wisdom from the likes of me. And I was even more stunned that I had something to say.
Meredith Small is a writer and professor of anthropology at Cornell University.